Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Philadelphia City Council members have given preliminary approval to slashing the 10-year tax abatement, but the bill they approved faces a major hurdle now. KOW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb explains.
With 15 co-sponsors and a unanimous vote to advance it to final passage, a bill that would phase down the tax abatement seems like a sure bet to pass at council's final session next week. But then the mayor gets the bill, and administration officials say he has a major problem with it. The bill would take effect in July. That means developers with projects in the works would rush to get the full 10-year abatement before that. But the Department of Licenses and Inspections is not equipped to deal with such a rush. The mayor's chief of staff testified the administration was supportive of the bill, but asked for a start date of July 2021, as did affordable housing activists concerned about planned projects. Council, though, declined to consider amending the bill, so administration officials say if the bill gets to the mayor with the current start date of this July, he may veto it, and council would have to start from scratch next term with four new members. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.